In Habakkuk chapter 2, there's a word that's repeated many times. It's the word woe. And we don't hear that very often in our culture, but in the Bible, when God declares that there's a woe, it means there's a warning. It's a warning to runaways, that if you continue on this path, judgment is coming, God's holiness is coming. And so, woe to those who are getting drunk, who are greedy, who are violent, who are holding grudges, who are selfish. God keeps repeating, woe to you if you choose these things. And as he gives that warning in love, he's also saying that there's limits. There are heavenly standards. And so God's desire is to bring runaways back to himself. If you're running away from the Lord in any area of your life, pay attention to that woe, that warning, because it's a path to destruction. And God does carry out justice. And he won't let rebellion just continue and continue. So don't play games with God. Return to the Lord. If you know some runaways today, pray for them. Get down on your knees today and pray that instead of trying to cross a bridge that's out and the tragedies that result when we make bad decisions, instead of people going that path, pray, intercede that God would have mercy and that people would turn back to him. Pray for our country today. We need a revival. We need change. We need to return to Jesus. And so let's not just watch runaways happen. God doesn't do that. He gives warnings. He calls people back. He's merciful, but he also is holy.